So let's review. We begin with the Mishnah, which speaks of a case of two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon has two wives, Sarah and Rivka, and Sarah is asa to Reuven. Should Shimon die childless, what's their status for Yim Mechalitza? Zok the Mishnah, Kalal Amar B'Yavamam Kolshi Iser Erva Loichaletzes B'Lemisabemes. If Sarah is an Erva of Chiv Akrisis to Reuven, both she and Rivka the Tzara are completely exempt from both Yibim Mechalitza. Iser Mitzvah Iser Kedusha Chaletzes B'Lemisabemes. If Sarah is asa to Reuven because of Iser Mitzvah, which the Mishnah explains as Shniyos Medivri Seferim, various Arayos Drabbanan, which the Gemara lists on the next daf, or Iser Kedusha, various Chiv Alavin, such as Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyit, Memzeres Nesina L'Yisrael, Ubas Yisrael L'Nosan L'Mamzer, Chaletzes V'Lo Misabemes. Sarah requires Chalitza, because the exemption is only for an Erva similar to Achais Isha. But he may not do Yibum because of the Isra Lav or the Isra Drabbanan. However, Rivka is Chaletzes Oymis Yabemis. She may do Yibum because the Isra Tzara applies only to a Tzara's Erva, similar to Achais Isha. Mishnah teaches about another scenario. Achaisa She Yivimta, Chaletzes Oymis Yabemis. This scenario has three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, respectively, and later died childless. The two Yavamis now fall for Levim to Levi. Now, it depends. If Rachel and Leah are not otherwise related to Levi, Harelu Chaletzes V'loi Misyamis. Levi may only perform Chalitza, and not Yibum, with any one of the Yavamis, as each one is Achaisu Kukasai, the sister of a Yavama bound him for Yibum, which is Asum Drabbanan, because it is similar to Achais Ishtai. However, if one of the sisters, Rachel, was an erva to Levi, for example, as Rashi says, before she married Reuven, she was Kalosai, Levi's daughter-in-law. He is Asr Ba Umutra Ba Achaisa. Since Levi obviously cannot take Rachel because of erva, she is not Zokuk, not bound to him for Yibim. Therefore, her sister Leah is not considered Achaisa Kukasai, and Choyletzis Oymis Habemis, Levi can be Miyabim Leah. We must remember that Leah is not a Tzara's Erva because they are not coming from the same husband. The Gemara explains the terms Iser Mitzvah V'Sikudusha. Iser Mitzvah refers to Shnius Medivri Seifrim, various Arayis Drabbanan, because of Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divri Chacham. Iser Kedusha refers to various Chiv Alavin such as Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalitz L'Kohen Hedyit, because regarding Kohenim, the Torah says, Kedoshim Yiyu L'Lokeim. And by extension, Iser Kedusha also refers to Mamzeres Unesin El Yisrael, Ubas Yisrael Unesin Mamzer, because they are likewise Chiv Alavin, and they are forbidden Lovay Bekal because of Kedushas Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda reverses the terms Iser Mitzvah refers to Chiv Alavin, such as Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalitz L'Kohen Hedyit, because regarding them, the Torah says, Eila HaMitzvahs. Iser Kedusha refers to Shnis M'Diri Seifrim, Arayis D'Rabbanan, and the Gemara cites Machlekes, Amar Abayim, Kolamakayim Devar Chacham Nikru Kodesh, Amar Rava Kodesh Atzmacha B'Mutalach. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the case of Amon L'Kohen Gadol. Chaletzes V'lo Misabemes, and makes a distinction between Amonim Min HaNisuin or Amonim Min HaErisin. Was Yavama married or merely betrothed to Shimon before he died, and she fell for Yibim to Reuben the Kohen Gadol? Min HaNisuin. We understand why the Kohen Gadol cannot be Miyabim, because Ein Ase Doicha Lo Yisasei Vaasei. The Mitzvah Sasei of Yibim, Yavama Yavi Aleha, cannot override both the Lo Yisasei of Amon Leikach and Vaasei of V'hu Isha B'Psula Yikach. However, in the Erison, Yavi Aasei V'yitcha Lo Yisasei. The Mitzvah Sasei of Yibim should override the Lo Yisasei of Amon Leikach. The Gemara suggests three possible explanations, which are rejected. In the pasuk V'Alsi Yevimta HaShara, which describes Chalitza, the superfluous word Yevimta teaches, Yesh Lecha Yevama Achas, She'oila LeChalitza, Ve'ein Oila Yibim, Ve'ezo Zu Chiyuv Alavin. This is a halacha min HaTorah, that Chiyuv Alavin are forbidden in Yibim, but obligated in Chalitza, because Chiyuv Alavin Tavsi B'Kedushin, as opposed to Chiyuv Akrisis, where we say, Kola Oila LeYibim Oila Chalitza, V'chol She'ein Oila Yibim Ein Oila Chalitza. Since they are forbidden in Yibim, they are not obligated in Chalitza because Chiyuv Akrisis Leitavs B'Kedushin. However, based on two brises, the Gemara proves that there is no such halacha min HaTorah. Almenam min HaErisin Nami Aseh B'Lo Yisasehu. The Kohen Gadol cannot be miyam both an almanim and an asun and almanim and erison for the same reason. The Gemara rejects this answer as well because ihachi kolter kula nami aseva loisasehu. The chesiv viskadishtem. Indeed, minat Torah, the Kohen Gadol can be miyam an almanim and erison because of aseva doichel loisaseh. However, it is also midrabbanim. Gzera almanim and erison ato almanim and asun. The Gemara rejects this as well. Because we cannot suggest a similar gezeirah regarding mamzeres and nesina, because it's lo shchicha. Therefore, the Gemara concludes with a different gezeirah. Gezeirah bi rishayna atu bi yishniya. Asei d'cha lo yisaseh only permits a one-time yibum to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. However, they cannot stay married because he would continuously be over on the lav. Therefore, the chacham did not allow the yibum of chiv alavin at all. The Gemara goes on to teach the following. Itmar. Bias Kohen Gadol ba'almana. If the Kohen Gadol nevertheless was miyam, is it effective? Be'almana min ha'nesu'in kule amal lo'i pligid lo'i patra. De'in ase doicha lo'i seva'asei. Since the yibum was asur min ha'Torah, it's not effective, and it does not release her or hard sara from requiring chalitza. Ki pligi ba'almana min ha'erison. Mandam ha'peiteres ase asei v'dochas lo'i sasei. Since the yibum was mutter min ha'Torah, based on ase doicha lo'i sasei, it is effective, and it does release her and her tzar from requiring chalitza. Umanda me'ena peteres lo yasi asei v'doches lo yisasei, kiven de efshar b'chalitza. The yibum was asim in atara, because asei d'chalitza does not apply here, because he could have performed chalitza. Therefore, it's not effective, and it does not release her and her tzara from requiring chalitza. This is known as the teaching of Rish Lakish. Also known as Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. If one can fulfill the Asei without transgressing the Lo Yisaseh, he must do so, and we do not employ Asei Doicha Lo Yisaseh. Only when it's otherwise impossible to fulfill the Asei do we employ Asei Doicha Lo Yisaseh to override the Lo Yisaseh. Hachinami, Efshar B'Chalitza, D'Mekayim Asei V'Lo Yisaseh. In this case, he can fulfill the mitzvah by doing chalitza. The other pin, however, holds chalitza b'mokum yibum lav mitzvahi. Chalitza is not considered an alternative way of fulfilling mitzvah yibum. The Torah merely gave him an option to not transgress mitzvah yibum.